Well, I went through Bible college and seminary, and literally not in one single class did we talk at any length whatsoever about the new earth, the new creation, the redeemed creation, where we will simply live with God, with Christ our Savior, as the King of Kings for all eternity, and we'll live together with each other in resurrection bodies on a resurrected earth. Now, wait a minute. 2 Peter 3 says that the earth's going to be destroyed with fire, and you're talking about a new earth. Well, first of all, I didn't make up that term. The Bible talks about the new earth. It's in the same way it talks about new bodies. Now, think of the apostles. Some of them were crucified, some were burned, you know, but they were buried, and their bodies now are not just lying in a grave somewhere. Their flesh has become part of the ecosystem. Okay, so that's a body that's been destroyed, but is God going to raise those bodies to give them new bodies? And the answer is yes, and it is the old body made new. And that's what the new earth is, just like our new bodies will be. And the ultimate heaven on earth is going to be on the new earth. God, we're told in Revelation 21:3, and it's actually stated three times, is going to come down and live with His people on the new earth. And He'll have His kingdom set up. Christ will dwell on the throne, and where the throne of God is, that is heaven. And He is going to reign, and where He reigns, that's heaven. That's His central dwelling place, is going to be on the new earth, where He will reign as King of Kings, and He will delegate rulership to His children, to His followers, who we're told will rule the earth to God's glory. So all those passages about crowns, about being faithful in little, I'll put you over much, reigning over five cities, reigning over 10 cities, this all has to do with our eternal destination that awaits us, which is as embodied creatures, resurrected creatures, on a resurrected earth in a resurrected universe, not floating around in the clouds with the angels, but God coming down to earth to live with us in our place so that He will fulfill exactly what Genesis 1 and 2 tell us, that He designed us as righteous people to have dominion over the earth to the glory of God. And Satan didn't win that battle. God will win that battle, and the redemptive work of Christ will make possible exactly what God intended from the beginning.